Thank you, Father. As we have believed this morning, we will receive for ourselves and for one another in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Be seated. Amen. John chapter 5. So in this series, we have been seeing the difference between the wisdom of the flesh and the wisdom of the spirit. Funny enough, the wisdom of the flesh is that with which a lot of people do their professional job. That is the mindset with which we play things in the world most of the time. But hey, in the kingdom of God, the game is different. That IQ that you use in your place of work, come on, is not about IQ in the kingdom of God. Actually, a lot of things in the church and in the Christian world, in the kingdom of God, does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. And may I also add this to that, in the kingdom of God, majority do not carry the votes. It's not about the path that majority supports. It's not, in fact, in the Garden of Eden, if we are to take votes, it will be 3:1. Because Adam, Eve, and serpents, they are on one side, God is on the other side. Are you with me? On the Tower of Babel, majority will not carry the vote. So, I just said two things right now. I said, firstly, we don't use that IQ with which we work in our seculars to do God's work. No. And also, in the kingdom of God, majority do not always have to what? Carry the vote. So, truth authenticates itself. Truth authenticates itself. The scripture authenticates itself. It does not need man's validation. Is self-validated. That's what I'm trying to say. Self-validated. You don't have to follow multitude to do evil. That means if multitude are against the counsel of God, you don't have to follow them. Praise God. So you don't have to. You don't have to follow multitude to do evil. Sorry, do evil, they are just, that's just a wide concept. I'm just saying majority. That you are seeing, like plenty of people. Ah, somebody say, what of all this? Like, there are some countries you will get to, or some cities you will get to, that you may find less than few thousands of Christians that are Christians, and everybody into pagan worship. That does not mean they are correct. In Acts 17, Paul got to Athens, the whole city is given to idolatry. That does not mean they are correct. Some people think the voice of crowd is the voice of God. No, it's not. Say truth, validates itself. So I could have been in, and also age does not also does not authenticate something. If somebody that is as old as a man of God, this man of God is 80 years old. You, how old are you? That is not the authentication for truth. How old was Jesus when he was preaching? How old was he when he died? How do you think the apostles were when they started ministry? How old was Stephen when he took on the Pharisees? So all those things that we have used as yardstick to defer to people in the seculars, it is not so in the kingdom of God. So we have been looking at prayers and the wisdom of the Spirit in this series. And after today, it will be clear to you why we pray the way we pray. So try and be patient with the first and second sermons. You will be richly blessed. John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Are you there? Come on. Don't forget, every scripture is meant to be opened. Okay? So I'm not reading Bible for you. I'm reading the Bible for me. You read your own Bible for you. Amen. Like I said, some people say that and you only remember, you say, how many percent of the things you read. So it's just better you see it and you read it, you hear it at the same time. So you have one hand on your notes, taking down not just the key point, as much as you can take of the explanations of the preacher, and you have another hand on your Bible to open as fast as possible. That's how you got to be an octopus in church. Praise God. Multi-talented, right? Just like I can see some ladies friend with one hand, fa 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 fa, and the other hand is doing what? Makeup. That's it. Serious. Paracletos, you are welcome. Okay, so for as the Father quick and raise up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Let's read 23, please. One, two, go. Yes. That all should honor the Son, even as they honor. Come on, finish it. Yes. He that. Come on, read that latter part again. One, two, go. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father. That is clear. That is, if you can carry that scripture alone to a million people, that this is a scripture. Like I explained on Friday, that some religion says that, people say that the different religions in the world, they are just windows, different windows with which you can view the same room. There are many ways to God. Buddha is a way to God. Muhammad is a way to God. This one is a way to God. Atheism is a way to God. Print thinking. If NGOs, like being good, just being sharing, philanthropies is one of the ways to God. Hey, what said the scripture? He that honoreth not the Father, honoreth not the Son, honoring not the Father. Sefini. Case closed. And see, Christians, see, there are some things, although they are true, don't be saying it with your mouth. Just like statements like, most of these Christians, they are dubious. I prefer to do business with an unbeliever. Don't be saying it, oh. Let me explain. Even although maybe a Christian has cheated you, duped you before, don't now use that as a big banner that all Christians are, or even we are not even saying all Christians, when you want to talk about him as touching what he did, don't use the word Christian. Just say, brother Abraham did what? Collected my money, did not pay back. Simple. Don't say Christians. You are tarnishing Christ. Because the Christians, he already told you in the Bible that they are not perfect. Yes, they have eternal life. So, because the temptation is there in the world, you see some unbelievers, very nice. Ah, God. I know some ladies, they are easily carried away with that. Say, God, my pastor, the guy is nice. I say, I know, but it's a shadow of the devil. The shadow of the devil. What is Ephesians 2? You see this there. It said, after, like the day I first heard that, my eyes opened like this, Paul. Say every good thing you did before you are born again is after Satan. Because you did it in honor not to Christ. In fact, you ask some people, some evangelism, in evangelism, why? Okay. Say, you need to believe in Christ. Say, no, I'm a good girl. I don't do things around that. I'm a clean girl. See, I'm here. Very clean. That your cleanness is idolatry. Because us here right now, we are clean because our body is a temple of God. That means we attribute our morality to who? To Christ. But the man in the flesh, he will attribute it to himself. Me, I am. Asima will be akara. Let's pull our song. Okay, thank you. Let's read 23 and 24 again. Want to go, please? Want to go? Yes. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father which has sent him. 24. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Very, very, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent him, at everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to Matthew 11:25. He that does not honor the Son does not honor the Father. Very clear. Very clear. In evangelism, in preaching, we are not debating. We are not trying to say, no, we know your own is good, but my own is better. No, it's either one or nothing. It's not about good, better, best. That's not what we do here. No. What we do here is, this is the way. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. Definite article. I am the life, the destination. That's John 14:6. Okay, I say open where? Matthew 11:25. So let me read 25 and 26 for you. At that time, look at your Bible. Jesus answered, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in thy sight. Focus on that. It is good in the sight of God that he be revealed in Christ. it is a good thing in the sight of God that he be revealed in Christ. 27 now. You're writing. 3, 2, 1, go. Let's read 27. Yes, sir. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever. The Son will what? Reveal. Hallelujah. Say only two people knew the Father. Say the Son, and whoever the Son gist. That's simple. That means, is it the Son or anybody the Son reveals the Father to? It's not a comparative religion, all those type of things that we say, well, it's not trying to, it's definite. If everything we are saying here is falsehood, let's go home. Let's go home. We are not those without hope. We are not those that does not know why we are gathered. Why we do things with persuasion, with all our heart, with all our resources, is because we are convinced of the truth. Thank you. I see. We just read where? 26. So let's now read 27. Okay. Yes, 28 now. 28. Want to go? Yes. Therefore, what? Come unto me. Oh, now, see, anytime you read this 28 without 27, it will be so easy to miss it. So easy. And we have used 28 for different things, you know, for different things. When something is not happening in your life, the preacher will say, oh, if I come unto me, all you that labor, see how you are yawning now, and you are heavy laden, God will give you rest. Say, come. As your boss trouble you in your place of work, come unto me. Are you there? You have been looking for an husband for the past 39 years of your life. Come unto me right now. Not me, anyway. Don't come. Amen. Come, and God will give you rest. Rest from what? That's the question. Rest from what? So, see, to get the rest, you read 27 again. No, it said, latter part said, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Meaning, the rest in 28 is the revelation of God in the Son. Revelation of God in the Son. That's the rest. It will be clear to you. Your mind will not be wandering up and down. Why are we here? What are we doing here? Why are we on earth? Why Jesus? Is it true that he died? Is it true that he rose for my sake? What is my part in this? Is there an heaven to get to? Is there an hell to miss? The revelation of the Son solves this all for you. Amen, amen. Praise God. So he now says, therefore, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The labor and the heavy laden is that mental agitation, that mental thinking, striving. I want to please God. I want to know God. I want to please him. Yeah, he said, come unto me. I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He said, come unto me. I will give you rest. Now say, take my yoke upon you and learn. That's what you are doing here. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. John 1:18. So the revelation of the Father is locked up in the Son, not from man, but for man. So, and I'm fast, write as much as you can. Don't stop writing because you think I'm fast. Take advantage of the recorded messages and I'm filling the blanks. So I said the revelation of the Father is locked in the Son, not locked from man, but locked for man. Let me explain. If God, this is what actually happened. Some people prefer that that exact revelation of God should be found in this. That's like this is a room right now, just like we are doing hide and seek, or you are doing Gulda ultimate search. Say, okay, let's throw it everywhere. So you can go there and find it. You can go there and find it. So rather than God doing that, he simply said, this thing is in one person, is in one place, and this is it. So, it's not everywhere. It's where? One place. That means, even if you get a glimpse from anywhere, everything you are getting should bring you back to that one place. You can get a glimpse in your dreams. Some of you could have seen visions of God and giving you a big cane in your dream that go, I've given you the cane to go and be king of your nations. You don't know, he was simply telling you in that shade of Matthew 28, 18 to 20. You know, visions can be very crazy. You can see visions of even God giving you a cutlass. Say, now, my son, you are anointed. You are anointed. You will go. You will cut down. You will pull off. You will just, that is the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Not Yahoo Plus. Amen. And some people can raise in the name of division and say yes, yes. So the revelation is accessible in one place. Where? The Son. Say the Son. Accessible in one place. The Son. One place. The Son. It's so sad that some Christians will open their mouth and say, but we are Muslim. They are shocking. You are shopping the same sheets. That's the issue. You have been shopping sheets for a long time. Are we not shopping the same God? I learned that from a German. That's how he talks. You want to be sarcastic. Are we not shopping the same God? So, John 1:18. So all that can be known, all that should be known in God is kept in Christ for man to decode. Is kept in Christ for man to decode. All that can be known about God is kept in Christ for man to decode. For man to decode in Christ. For man to decode in Christ. For man to decode. So John 1:18, no man hath seen God. Oh God, I love you all to see this. Ensure you open your Bible. John 1:18. You know when you are there. You know when you are there. Thank you. Let's read slowly. Want to go? Yes. No man has seen God at any time, but the only he has declared him. Put your hand. Go to John 6:46. Well, that one talks about both the incarnation and the revelation of God in Christ. And I'm sure you are here by February. First, to study about Jesus himself again, much more. Okay, John 6:46. Slowly, let's read, yes. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, at what? I am that bread of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh God. I'm not jumping to those sermons now. John 10:15. John 10:15. Same thing. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. John 14. Philip, verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will be enough for us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has what? Seen. He's not saying he's the Father. Hold on. See what he's saying. Seen, right? Revelation. He that has seen me, has what? Seen the Father. Why are you saying show us the Father? It's not saying 10. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he dwells the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. So don't allow Jehovah's Witness to cage you in that corner of saying, is Jesus God? Say, shut up. We are not saying Jesus. We are not saying Jesus is God. On. I hope I've not missed somebody here. Hope you know I can write in an exam that Jesus is God and Jesus is not God. Oppose and pick one and explain. Hope you know both statements are correct. Do you know both statements are correct? If you say Jesus is God, it's correct. If you say Jesus is not God, it's correct. Now, if you say Jesus is God, how is it correct? It's talking about the incarnation, that he was God that became what?
a man. But if you say Jesus is not God, we are saying currently on earth, he was not functioning as what? God. Philippians 2 told you that he dropped his glory, right? Do you get that? So both statements, you now, so that's why in Christianity, it's not about divination. We don't do divination here, we do explanation. Are you with me? We don't say, yes, the definition of the Son of God is this. We explain, this is how it is. So don't allow them to cage you in that thing. But are you saying Jesus is God? No. We are saying if you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. We are saying to know God, everything that can be known in God is seen in Christ. He is the perfect expression, perfect brightness of his glory, right? Express image of his person. That's Hebrews 1 verse 3. Express. Say express. Say express. No, express is not Kubwa Road. Express is you are just going. Say express. That's it. Thank you. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. So, like we studied from where I've been coming from Wednesday, we have seen that for man to know God, two things must happen. And who remembered? Yes? Is it that God must what? Step down. Or what? Man must what? Step up. God stepping down or man stepping up. So, we have explained that God stepping down, that is called the sufferings of Christ. God stepping down, that is the sufferings of Christ. Man stepping up is the glory that follows. Again, because when Jesus was raised from the dead, he brought many sons to glory. Hebrews 2, verse 14. He brought many sons to glory. Are you with me? Okay, so 1 Peter now, 1:10. Sufferings of Christ and his glory. That means that same Jesus. There are two parts in him that you must know very well. You must know the reason why he suffered. Then you must know the glory we are right now. I will explain this very well today. Then we talk about our prayer patterns and that will be the service. So, 1 Peter 1 verse 10, of which salvation, look at the Bible please. That's what we do in this place. We look at our Bibles. Of which salvation the prophet have inquired, who searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. 11, slowly, if you are there, read yes. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ did signify, when he testified beforehand what? The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Say beforehand. Say beforehand. That means before Christ eventually came, they have been testifying about that event. It has been not only about the glory, even also the sufferings. They have been testifying about it. So please write this down. In the sufferings of Christ, we see the character of God clearly. Oh God, I wish Christians get this. That in the sufferings of Christ, in his humanity, because the humanity, his humanity is part of his suffering. That God that was not sleep or slumber start come to the earth in human flesh is suffering. That immortality became mortal is suffering. Are you with me? Come on, are you with me? So I said, in the suffering of Christ, we also see the character of God clearly. Clearly. No, it's good that a lot of us, what a lot of people call new Christian reality is just to focus on his glory. That, yeah, I am a new creation. Yeah, I am a righteous of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, you are right. I'm a brand new man. You are right. I'm a master over Satan and sickness. Yes, you are right. I am heaven bound. Yes, you're right. I will have an immortal body someday. Yes, you are right. All those are his glory. You are right. And yes, so you are. But do you also know that you are a patient person? Do you also know that you are not a cantankerous believer? Hallelujah. So it's not only about the knowledge of his glory, you must understand the knowledge of his suffering. Don't separate them. That is also part of the revelation of God to man. That is, that suffering of Christ is part of the revelation of God to man. Is because people miss this. That is why we don't function well in that glory. The sufferings of Christ is part of the revelation of God to man. Luke 24, verse 25, again, And he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Suffer, glory, suffer, glory. They spoke about the two events. And in verse 45 and 46 again, then he opened it their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, talking about Genesis to Malachi. And 46, read for me, please, help me. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it be all Christ to what? Suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Both knowledge are for you. So, like for instance, and something, always look at what comes first. When God will step on earth, he didn't come as the lion of the tribe of Judah. He came as a lamb. He didn't come as a man of war. He didn't come as a Psalm 68 man. He didn't come as, he came as a servant. He was not born into the family of royalty. That is a lot. If God will be coming down, do you know, maybe you can ask my wife, if you know how they treat this, the lineage of queens, what they call them again? Queen Elizabeth and their descendants, all of them. If you know how they are treated, royalties. But God will be coming down. God. Let that sink in very well. God will be coming down. Where did he come to? A carpenter. In fact, God came into like a mixed circumstances. Like, even because it's easy for you to say Mary even committed what? Fornication. That is why she is pregnant. He even came in the midst of, sorry, give me a grammar for that. I don't know how to put that in words. Like, controversy. Thank you. You know, if we are saying, yes, 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 if it's already clear, yes, that's Mary, this is Mary, wife of Herod. Yes, she will be the mother of his Messiah. Everybody will have been earlier, yeah, Messiah is coming through Mary. Where was he born? That's God. That is for, that should set a thinking in you. It's for, that is God though. Do you get me? God, capital G-O-D. Not the small boy of God, that is God. There was no son of God until the incarnation. I've explained that before. We only have son of God in the Old Testament based on the foresight. Yes, foresight of the prophets. Thank you. So, So when God will be coming down, he didn't come as royalty. He came as a servant. That should bat a mindset in you. That tells you a believer that cannot serve others. You don't know your God. You don't know your God. Lovely a day that we are singing a song in this day that I live for the men that Jesus died for. And they told the lady, you are not singing. And she said, no, I cannot sing that your song. I live for myself. I cannot live for anybody. And such a person, his pastor, our pastor has failed over. Say, I cannot sing that song. I cannot live for anybody. I live for myself. Praise God. Come on, are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
So, now, everybody, please be upstanding. Let's read Psalm 53. Sorry, Isaiah 53. Help me. We learn to read this with reverence. Isaiah 53. Awesome people. Come on, stand up, be like a soldier. Come on. I know nobody toss you to and fro like this throughout the week. It's only in church that this happens. So, enjoy it. Come on, Isaiah 53. Let's read from verse 1 together. KJV. Be louder. If you don't carry KJV, please keep down your voice. Okay, from verse 1. Want to go? Yes, us. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Keep reading, yes. Shall grow up before him as a tender plant. He hath no form nor comeliness. When you see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted. Eat as it were our face from me. He was despised and we have seen him. Surely he hath borne our griefs, carried
yes, we did afflicted.
But he was for our the chastisement of our peace, and by his
Hold on.
So can you see that it is sufferings that actually gave us this glory today? Suffering. So a Christian that cannot sacrifice things for others is a is oh God. Let me not use the words in my head. Is suffering that battered this glory that we have today. Is suffering, is sacrifice. You can never go to hell again because somebody suffered. It's sufferings. It didn't come from the blues. So that desire to see your disciples, to see multitude come to the knowledge of the truth, do you think it will come by convenience? It will come by sacrifice. Focus on that. It is sufferings that battered this glory. The same thing we exemplify in ministry. We practice in ministry. Thank you. We are done writing. Let's keep reading. Verse 6. Thank you. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity. For he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before our shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. Why? For he shall bear the last verse. Yes, therefore will I divide with the great, he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with transgressors, and he bear the sins of many, and made intercession. Hallelujah. Say, the sacrifice I paid today will pave the way for many tomorrow. Thank you. Be seated, everybody. Thank you. Awesome people. So, let's now see the application of this. Application. Of his sufferings. Romans 6. What shall I say then? Shall we? Let me explain. Romans 6. Okay, let me know when you're ready. Well done. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now, focus. You will now see how he, this is like a person that, okay, he has in Romans chapter 5, there was that debate before that. This Romans chapter 6 verse 1, he's talking about nature or conduct. Well, if you read from Romans chapter 5, which we have explained very well in this place, I think we actually at least to do with conduct. But But he's now saying, now this is what happens after we have preached the grace message. Paul now say, okay, are we saying, okay, live anyhow? Is that the conclusion of the grace message? You now say, oh, no, God forbid, that's not what I'm saying. Now, see the next verse. Now said, know ye not that what? Hold on. He will now use the knowledge of Christ's suffering to make us better in character. He is about to use the knowledge of Christ's suffering to make the believer better in character. I got this because I just took everything in context. I didn't do plenty separation of verse from verse. Just pick everything together and see what he's saying. So he was about to make believers right now, because Romans 5 has talked about our liberty from sin, our liberty. We have been saying where sin abound, what will happen? Grace did much more abound. So all those statements, we will now have to warrant something like, let's sing they go right. Say, let me explain what I'm saying to you. I'm not only talking about his glory. The star suffering of Christ also did something to you. Now, focus. Romans chapter 6 now, verse 3. Let's read it. Yes, slowly. Want to go? Knowing not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized where? He said, do you remember? Don't you remember that it's not only in his resurrection that you are found? You are also found where? In his death. Next verse. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his in our character. Okay, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is what? Crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should no longer what? Serve sin. For he that is dead, he that is in Christ, is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also what? Live. Hallelujah. Verse 9, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead died no more. Death has no more dominion over him. 10, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. What started the next verse? Likewise, reckon, hold on. Likewise in the Greek there means in like manner. That means in like manner of what? Of verse 9 and 10. 9 and 10 is saying, knowing that Christ raised from the dead, died no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. In that he died unto sin is once, in that he liveth unto God, that one is forever. That's it. Likewise, believers, reckon should be, I didn't know, that should be logizomai. It means you should reconcile. Write this down. Reckon, that means reconcile. Determine. Conclude. Reconcile. Determine. Conclude. Deem. Deem yourself. Judge yourself. It's like, because you have been raised with Christ, judge yourself also to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Judge yourself that way. It's like fitting a square peg in a square hole. Because you have been risen with him, because now you have eternal life, because now your experience is everlasting life, so also reckon yourself that you also died with him. Think as somebody that also died to sin when you died with Christ. Are you with me?
Well done. Which series did we teach all this? Hello? Brother Joy? Which series? It makes me better. Wow, I didn't even know that. Serious. Explaining Romans 6. And that one is before. I think I would prefer it makes me better. So, yeah. Yes, Romans 6 now, verse 12. You can get that series. It makes me better. That's what we explain Romans 6 clearly.
So, he said, reckon ye yourself to be dead. To be dead. That means, I will now call myself what God is calling me. Say, I'm dead to sin. Come on, say, I'm dead to sin.
Come
on, see me. I'm just saying you. Your big mouth unveiled you. Say, I'm dead to sin because I was dead with Christ. That means when that temptation is exposed to you, you see yourself in Christ. That's what happened when Christ died. You reckon it to your account. That is reckon. Reckon means conclude. That means determine. That means put yourself in the same shoe. Let's finish it. Verse 12 to 14. Let's read together. And I want to go. Let not sin therefore reign where? In your mortal. Is that not conduct, right? Is that conduct? Yeah, that's conduct, right? In your mortal body. That you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instrument of righteousness unto God. 14, want to go? For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under. Hallelujah. Say, we are able to tame our appetite. Make sure you write that down. That's what he's saying. You can tame your appetite because of that suffering of Christ. You can tame. You don't have uncontrolled affections. Everybody is exposed to temptation. Temptation is not the sin. It's to yield to temptation. That's the sin. So a believer does not have uncontrolled. I don't know. I can't do without this. No, you are a believer. Hallelujah. Come on. Glory to God. Say, I have self-control. Temptation is common to man. Self-control, that's the joker in Christianity. And that's what we have in the knowledge of God, which we saw in the suffering of Christ. Self-control is one of the things that we have in the knowledge of God, which we see, which we saw, seen in the sufferings of Christ. In the sufferings of Christ. Say, suffering is for me. Say, suffering frames my mindset. That means he's saying in that place, see yourself too to be dead to sin.
Because you are dead with Christ.
Exactly, guys. That's the conclusion. Okay, go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things.
Sorry, I know you are writing. Well done. Please, this book will soon finish.
I'll be able to finish it today. Okay, Philippians 2, verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the what?
Okay, let me wait for you to get there. So is that saying, okay, go and be converting people's things? How do you interpret that place? Any other translation? Help me. Any other translation? Yeah. Don't read message, yo. Okay. Awesome. Don't look at things only for your own interest, right? But for what? The interest of others. Okay, any other translation? Again, Sma? Not looking every man to his own private good, yes? Keeping in mind the things of what? Others. Awesome. Enrity? Awesome. Man of God. You can just finish it. I know there's a spirit. I know spirit is somewhere around there that we spirit jump from idea to. Please read again. You want to go? Yes? Do not think only about the things that are important to you yourself. My ear, my attachment, my cover up. If I remove the thing in your head now, the real glory will now come up. Sorry, what are we? Yes?
Each of you should think also about the things that are important to
each of you. I think I just love that place. You have to read it again so that it can enter the megaphone. Amen. Come on. Which translation is that? Is it
easy?
Easy to read that?
Easy.
Okay, it's not message. Okay. Whether it's good, but maybe you can just flop it now. You just say, yeah, clearly. Help me, yes?
Do not think only about the things that are important to you yourself. But each of you should think also about the things that are important to other people.
Awesome. Glory to God. So, but how, where will I get this mindset from? Keep reading. Verse 5, yes? Let this mind be in you, which was also where? Verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of, that's the suffering, right? Yes. Next verse, and being in fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. And wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Praise God. So where do you get that humility, meek mindset from? From the suffering of Christ. You think on Christ. You learn of me. Awesome. 1 Peter 2. We are getting somewhere. 1 Peter 2. Verse 19. Okay. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience. Please look at the Bible. Look at it. For this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it when you be buffeted for your faults? You shall take it patiently. But if when you do well and you suffer for it, you take it patiently, that is acceptable to God. A lot of you do not like that one. 21. For even yet unto were you called, because what? Christ also suffered for us. Is that not clear? Leaving us an is it not in the Bible?
Yes.
That's it though. Leaving us, and it's not saying don't make money, don't eat, don't. That's not what he's saying, you know. He's talking about your mindset, your character. No believer should be proud. No believer should be lofty. No believer should be filled up with his own opinion. Are you with me, brethren? Come on, flow. So he said, it's of course talking about if you are like one thing is that something that scatters churches, not is my rights. because of what somebody did to me, let everybody pay my rights. Say we don't do that in church. In church, people should gladly step on your toe. Just carry the toe somewhere, clean it gently. Who are you? Shut up, oh. That you should know you ought to behave yourself in the house, church of the living God, the ground and pillar of truth.
I have seen things in my class, CACs, and the rest. On Sunday morning, you will see how pastors will be kicking themselves on the pulpit. Anger, like the anger is so much. This one you come preach against the one sitting down. That one you come when you want to take off and preach again, you fire him back. You carry personal. I learned that from Dr. Noel Jones. He said, "Why should you have issues with somebody, and you are now making the whole congregation suffer for one person?" See, Abba. He said that should be act of preaching 101, act of preaching. He said, learn to keep your personal matters personal. The pulpit is never the platform to flaunt anger, to flaunt. In this place, in fact, if, for instance, like in school, I think I have a teacher then that in school usually beat us in school. Usually beat us. So when I eventually now got to church, and she just started attending my church, and then will be beating us. And actually today, one of the teachers is Pastor Chen's mother, Sela. You know, the stone you throw. If I had retaliated in those years, that woman can beat. I mean, Pastor Chen Mina, her mom. Sorry, his mom. Her mom can beat. Intro tech in school. Beat us. You say, what? You got gather boys. Deal with that. One day she will now call my mommy. I'm pastoring in the church. What is the name of the church? The pastor, who is the pastor? Tim Topper. Praise God. You know that there's an idiot that lives in glass house. Don't throw stone. Like something like that. So I'm just simply saying you can be patient. You can take it. Say I can take it. If you say, yeah, I don't take nonsense. Leave church. Don't come back. Don't come back. Stay at the door. The end message from the door. Inside this place, once you enter this place, what do we take here? We take nonsense. I'm sorry. Of course, we too will do our best not to give nonsense. Are you with me? So it's both ways, right? But see, I'm not a manufacturer of nonsense too. But if the nonsense comes, what do you do? You take it. Yeah. How many nonsense have you taken this church? If there's a man that should have gone on Facebook and put this man, you just said this man is not a man of God. He only sees bad things about me every time. Hallelujah. Lovely brother. Okay. Yeah, we so see verse 21. For even here unto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his step. Who did no sin, neither was guilt found in his mouth. That means, although you may be right, verse 23, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself unto him that judgeth what? Righteously. Who in his own self bear our sin in his own body, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. For we all as sheep going astray are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of our souls. That's still quoting Isaiah 53. So it's from the sufferings of Christ that we see those fruit of the Spirit. Right, Adam? It's from the sufferings of Christ that we see those fruit of the Spirit. Christians must be tough diesel. Or else you'll be called a new Christian, you'll be fighting with the bus conductor. Say, who is shouting there? Is IJ? Hey, IJ is fighting with Tabi. Hey, back. I know it happens before. Before you know it, in church, after service. Choir. Over choir robe. I say it must be Stone Pitch. This is Kampala. No.
No, I have a right in this place to have a say. See, my father is the chief donator. What? Are you talking about my father? Bah! Choir. You see some people, they'll be in the microphone. You will know that they are in terrible offense. In fact, if they can spoil something, they will spoil it. Christians must be taught. Amen, amen. And that is the same reason you will see men that they are filled with the Holy Ghost. They can do demo, do everything. You will just, hey. See, we must balance the two. The same way you know that you are a man of the spirit, you know you are a patient person. You know that I'm a meek person. You know that you can tame your appetite. Says the two. Thank you. So, Galatians 5 now, verse 22. Ah, he cheated me. Ah, I will take my own back. I will take. Relax. See, no one cheats in my family and goes off. I mean, some of us we have a legend that there are some families that if you cheat anybody there, they will all go and gather on Agbole, right? Then something must happen. But you see, carry the mindset.
I still get to all of you, anti Yoruba, anti Igbo, anti Fulani. Can I marry Asa? My will like I cannot marry Asa.
What's your tribe? Your tribe isn't it demonology. I mean, your real what you are claiming my year, right? But who is the founder? Are they not demons?
Oh God, let's hurry up. Father Abraham has an exam today. Galatians 5:22. Are you with me? You see, what are you prouding at? What is it? How are you prouding at?
I try. Some people, the same tribe, they say they cannot marry from that state. Who divided state from state? Isn't it not Lord Lugard? It's not even Lord Lugard. Isn't it not some terrible people in the 70s that divided state from state? And say, no, we are a boy. We cannot marry. We cannot. Na. State between, in fact, at times, even at times within states.
Marry my street. What if they now come and bulldoze the street because they want to construct a highway? Where will you not marry? You marry on the highway.
No, it's simple. For instance, now, this street that we are riding, this Arab road, they can simply construct it and join it to Wari. Just a street, and the street will extend. So you can even third language, you can control a bridge that bridge Nigeria to Spain. So your street has extended from Nigeria to Spain. So which one is street? You don't even get that. I mean, street is not, you can reconstruct a street. Abi, it's not just to break the fence and just create a road. It's because there are bad roads between your village and your village. That's why you are saying that I cannot run from that village. There is a bad road there. There is no train station. Make everything the same. You know what I mean?
Hallelujah. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I don't hype. Tribal nonsense. I will tell you my own. This church is not where we are appealing to people's emotion. Tell you the truth. You know, I know pastors receive a lot of things, you know, of counseling. Yeah, pastor, what the people that are talking to me? All of them are evil. All of them are. I will not look at to what should I do for Christ's sake? I said, are they not evil in Christ? Yes, but they are evil. Oh, God. Galatians 5:22. I'm not saying don't have a preference. You can have a preference, but don't now yoke yourself that this or nothing. You are a man. That's why the same way some of you like black, you like white, you like attachment. You have preference. It's fine. I like this. I don't like that. No problem. But don't now turn it to a conviction. What you now see is another. What you have been saying, yes, I want this. You now see one tear rubber fully made, and it's from some another place. Sorry, Jerry, that is not part of the sermon. That
That's the glory. That's not the sufferings of Christ. That's the glory. So Galatians 5:22. Let's read 22 to 25 together. One, two, go. Help me. Yes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that have Christ have crucified death, the flesh, and the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the... So, right, is that walking in the Spirit is a function of your understanding of that sufferings of Christ. Because you see, in 24, he said, you have been crucified with him. I mean, either you are in Christ, you have crucified the flesh. So, walking in the Spirit is also a function of your understanding of the sufferings of Christ. So, it shapes our character. It shapes our character. It shapes our thoughts. Salvation is beyond, I am going to heaven. Salvation is, I know God. Say, I know God.
I know.
Hallelujah. John 17, verse 3. Open. Salvation is that I know God. I know God. My conduct follows the same. New creation reality is, this is part of new creation reality. Yes, John 17, verse 3. Come on, let's read it there. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou art sent. Luke 23, 33. You will see, there are things to look into Christ and for you to just demonstrate. You should not be here that pastor is settling quarrel between. No. Luke 23:33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they were crucified with him, and the malefactors, and one on the right and one on the left hand. 34, if you are there, please read with me with passion. Want to go, guys? Say, Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Write this down. Learn to give excuses for others. It may be stupid. Somebody just slap you. And somebody says, should I slap him back? Say, no, just don't worry. His hand is only issuing him. That's an excuse. Are you with me? Yeah. He said, no, see what the excuse that Jesus gave. Say, they don't know what they are doing. Are they mad? No. They know what they are doing. But they didn't know really. No, personal chance to if the priest of Israel had known. So, like, love is just an excuse to be cool. To be cool. K-O-O-L, not C-O. Same thing, I'm joking. It's just an excuse. That means you just give an excuse. Praise God. And you know, Stephen did the same thing. Right? Stephen did the same thing. Say, no, God, take this sin not to be ashamed. A man of God, maybe some few years ago, somebody stole. Is this 12 years? 12 years from his auditorium. The guy came. He said, if I be a man of God, that person, his body will be hanged on the fence of this campground. And it happened though. And they saw the man. They hang him there. Maybe it's assassin or it's demons that did that. One of the two. But what did it take? Share. 12 shares. I didn't even know the commandment. Shares. Just say shares. Shares. Now he has gone to hell. Shares. Whereas Jesus, as they were punching him, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Luke 9. Remember that Luke 9? Huh? Say, fire. Ah. Should we command fire? Finish them. They quoted scripture for Jesus. Say, as Elijah did. And Jesus did not say, Father, you can see now I'm helpless. They have quoted the scripture. It must happen. Say, okay, but Father, this is what we are going to do. I will leave the scene. They should do it when I'm not there. Okay? So, Pastor John, when I'm not in church, ensure you rain down fire and brimstone. No, don't receive such instruction from me. I don't give you such portfolio.
And he said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. Amen, amen. Say, that's our God. Good like that. Yeah. So, Matthew 5, 43. So, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. So, you have heard. That boss in your office, hate him. If he's coming, put your leg, put one leg on the road, let him just, I hope you know, if you're not careful, if you see people who are wicked, you just, before you know, you're already thinking, God, can they just die? You see, you just fly across your mind somewhere, that, you should die. Once ago, but I say unto you, love your enemy. Hey, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. If you love them which love you, what reward do you have? Do not the publicans do the same thing? If you salute your brethren only, what are you doing more than others? Do not the publicans do so? That means the joker in Christianity is that what? You can love the unlovable. Nothing is special in loving a good man. 48 now say, be therefore what? Perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Perfect in what? Forgiving others. Deferring to, that's what he's saying. He's not saying you should not do anything bad. That's not what that one is saying. Perfect there talks about forgiveness. The same thing we have in Luke 6:35. I'll be faster now. So, but love ye your enemies. Luke 6:35. And do good and lend, open for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest, for he is guide unto, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. You can see that Matthew used the word be ye perfect. As you are perfect, Luke interpreted this as the word merciful. Are you with me? So, before, when you read that, be perfect, you'll just be saying, oh God, when will I be perfect? Just saying the word merciful. Is it an art to be merciful? No. You just need to learn of Christ. Unlearn that your old ways, that your tribal ways. Anytime my father gets angry, they will have to pour palm oil on a stone behind our house. That's when we calm down. Anytime in our house, we don't take shit. If you give me one, I give you 10. I know they send you. If I can, that is not you. Amen. 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 All you need to do is just to pick some psalm. Just keep listening, How many you create? Keep listening, listen, keep listening. Because you have listened to the fact that you are a tough person. You have heard that like a million times. Therefore, you must find series that will give you a million unwind of that your Adamic thing. Amen. Go back to Romans chapter 5. Romans 5, and verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given unto us. You can see, he's talking about love. Now see next verse, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. So he's saying, although, yes, you receive the Holy Ghost in his glory, but the Holy Ghost himself brings you back to the knowledge of his sufferings. The Holy Ghost himself brings you back to that knowledge of his sufferings. Verse 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some will even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we are yet sinners, see, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. So, your appreciation of Christ's sufferings reflects in your Christian service. It must reflect. It must reflect in your Christian service. Your appreciation of Christ's sufferings reflects in your Christian service. Some people, they see, that's why
You don't do class in church. The class of the rich, the class of the married class, unmarried class, rich class, people who drive good cars, people who trek, people who ride bicycle, people who else? The people with ear, people without ear, people with the attachment, those with weak. You don't do such classes in church. We don't even do class of those who pass exam very high, those who are scoring 20. No. Are you with me? See, no class here. We are one. We are one. We are one. And that's what we have been preaching. We are one. See, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. We don't never flaunt wealth. Never flaunt wealth. Never flaunt wealth as a big thing in this. No, never. To disdain others. No. 1 Corinthians 11, 22. What have you not houses to eat and drink in, or despise you the church of God and shame them that have not? Shall I, what shall I say? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. Why will you come to church for the intent? I know we do that in our old place. I will give them, and you are writing clean, clean, clean. Everybody say, yeah, I will send you out. Any clothes you wear that me, I will have to look at you for 3 seconds, I will send you out. Ask my ministers now. I will send you out. I mean, the cloth is so good. I'm not even saying it's, you are exposing body. It's so good, so glistening, that attention, that you, I have to pause and say, wow, what a glow. I will send you out. Anytime we say we are having birthday on in somewhere, come in that, no problem. No problem. When you want to sleep, wear it. But that thing that will not make you now use one perfume that you are sitting at that corner. Me, I'm here. The thing has still overcome my own 2,500 perfume. You are in soup. What is it? Have you not asked you where to wear your clothes? Wear it and stand for you and say, wow, see me. Hey, hey, I'm good. Oh, hey, back end, front end, awesome. It's okay at home. Sailor, right, Father Abraham? See Romans 12, verse 16. Please help me. Romans 12, 16. Be of the same mind. Wow. Be of the same mind, one towards another. Then mind not. That mind not means interest not. Interest. Regard not. Interest yourself not. In the Greek. Interest yourself not. Regard not high things. Regard not high things. But condescend to men of low estate. Condescend to what? Men of low estate. Sorry, my version people. Come on, let's find another version for that. NRT. Let us go straight to NRT. Hallelujah. Praise God. Stop wandering in the wilderness. Romans 12, 16. Yes, sir. Be kind to each other. Be friends with each other. Don't be thinking you are more better important than other people. Yes. Instead, be happy to be friends with people
who are not great.
Wow. Be happy to be. Please write that down. I beg you. Be happy to be friends with people who are not great nor important. Please write that down. Be happy. Ask my wife. Everybody I call my friends. Be happy to be friends with people who seems not to be great or important. Yeah. Who seems not. Be happy. See that word, be happy. It's not just be friends with them. It's not that you are staying with them because it is church actually. So guys, for town. We are not doing it. No, me too. But yeah, no problem, no problem. Praise God, bless you. And your brethren, hallelujah. Some people just look at your size and say, try this one, 2,500. This one, 3,000.
You should. One, two. How come? The age when these smart kids first came out, keyless entry, you don't see people come to church. Praise God. Like, I'm serious. Like, oh no keyless entry now. Like, keys, cars that does not need, now flaunting the remote. Praise God. One hand is praising the key, one hand is praising God. Praise God. We have some churches. We have the car parks for the rich. We have the car parks for the real cars. You don't even go there. Are you getting me? If you are not, just stay off. That is the system of the world. I will carry that golf at times, and I will be going. Especially my former yesterday, they almost want to throw the gate at me. Go. I'll carry on that one. I say, yes, sir. We must not don't now bring that one to church. That's what I'm saying. That is a system of valuation in the world. Don't bring it to church. Are you with me? This is not easy. We have to work on it now. Because it's normal. Ask bankers. They ask Okwe and they size you before they talk to you. They first look at your account balance. Oh, no, you look at it. 4-5. What do you want? They are charging me this 15 naira SMS every week. Must we not charge you? But if the guy looked at, if she looked at the account and she saw 45 million. Afternoon, sir. She knows. They know. I'm not joking. They know. Good afternoon, sir. Yes, please, can you come in? Come into the counter. Because there are some customers that if you lose, or if the customer leave the bank because of your interaction and they catch you, and know it is you, you are fired. But they will size you, say, guy, come. How much am I paying you in a year? See how much this guy has withdrew from this bank because of you. As a customer service, very serious. They sack people easily for that thing. Not if you have 10K, leave money. I mean, 10K, see money. Some people that can't. 50 kobo and some things. Say in the church, our valuation is the Holy Ghost. You can have all your money. And yet, you can have all your money, and a man without a coin in your pocket heal you of a sickness that money cannot heal. Hope you know. That's church. That's church. That's the joker. Are you with me?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yeah.
You can have all the cars, and a man without car will save you from a journey that would have ended in peril. True or trans. But by the time you have said, no, don't come close to me. No, you will die. We die. What could I know? And God, and you, on your grave, God will come. You know, the right died, beloved. God will now come and write his own. He died of pride. He died of stupidity. Say, that's not me. God will, your men will write their beloved brothers. God will just come in the night. Say, you don't mind. He died of pride. Oh God, praise God. He cannot live. He died. In fact, he died again. Don't come to heaven. Amen. James chapter 2, verse 5. Come on. So the sufferings of Christ begs in us this mindset. Begs, I love to associate with believers. I love to. If I ask you how much do you have, know that I want to give you money. Hey, Jesus. Remove that from the message. Never size people. Don't be looking at you sizing. Relax. Oh God. Ask Brashe. In fact, I know myself before. Ask Brashe. I preach on pulpit with slippers. And people are there with shoes. I don't mind.
Amen. Service is service. Services must be done. I must be found at my duty post. Awesome. I say James, right? James 2, verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Are you there? Let's read down together. James 2, verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he had promised to them that love him? Praise God. Has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith? Rush to Proverbs 11, verse 12. Proverbs 11, verse 12. First, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor. That's you are void of the wisdom of Christ. I have told you don't use wisdom here as a normal wisdom. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. First Peter 3, verse 8. The first now. First Peter 3, verse 8. Open all scriptures. First Peter 3, 8. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Please look at this. Look at this. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Talk well. Say talk well. Tell anybody, say talk well. Some of you already have your heroes in African magic. Say, I'm Bookie Wright. No, it's not Bookie Wright now. It's Asha. No. Tony Tomato, if I give you. No, be courteous. Is it courteous or courteous? Be courteous. Whichever. Not rendering what? Evil for evil or railing. You know me of railing? Who knows me of railing? Enrico, give us the meaning of railing there. Well, railing is just no. It's not really. It's not a loud shout. Just so not railing for railing, but contrawise blessing. Say blessing. Say blessing. Say blessing. That means, but instead of giving railing for railing, give blessing, knowing that you are. They unto call that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, and let him seek peace and eschew it. For the eyes of the Lord are all over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and do not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you for a reason for the hope which is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Let's read 17 and 18 together. I want to go, yes. For it is better, in the will of God, be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil doing. 18. Why? For Christ also at once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened. Chapter 4, verse 1. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself. Say, arm yourself. Say, arm yourself. That is the same word, reckon. In Romans chapter 6, verse 11, 12, reckon ye yourself. This one is saying, arm yourself, likewise with the same mindset, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he should no longer live the rest of his life in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past, say time past. I'm sorry, I'm fast. Try and follow. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excesses of riot, speaking evil of you. Chapter 5, verse 1. So now I just speak about our submission one to another. Chapter 5, verse 1. The elder which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy, but of a ready mind. You see, that's, you learn that from Christ. So you don't shag people for the gospel. So shameful that some people want to preach, they will first say, this is how much I'm collecting before you accept an invitation. It was until one day when I heard that they invited a lady to sing. Maybe I forgot the exam at Amanda. They said maybe she shagged them like 15 million to sing for, just to sing. You know what I'm saying? No, that song will bring down God, right? God must come down. So, and they have sent her money, part payment. And she got to the church. And she said, until they balance her, she will not step to the pulpit and preach. So in the midst of the service, they quickly went around to meet the people who have money. Let's see. the wealthy people in the church. Quickly, she will not single until we balance. The service left them worse than better. After the service, everybody was angry. But she now sang for maybe 15 minutes and she just left. Money gone. Imagine if they have used that money to take care of their hygiene. She will sing, and what will come? Angels will come. Say we don't charge for the gospel. Say we give you happily, free of charge. Say we overload people, free of charge. Ah. You come say, are you okay? I'm okay. No. Create more. Load. So that you saw that video I shared of the church in China. See, if you start, once you start preaching by 7 in the morning, you don't stop till 5. 7 to 5. How many hours? And they're on the floor. Play is hot. I didn't think they're using microphone. Hallelujah. So no, don't speak. So no, who did Jesus charge for the gospel? Who? Who did he charge? Say the sufferings of Christ shapes our mindsets. So in verse 3, neither has been lords over God's heritage, but as examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Verse 5. Everybody, let's read it. Yes, slowly. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the... Is that talking about age or church authority? Church authority. Okay. You all be subject one to another. And be clothed with what? Be clothed with what? For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the... John 13. I have 2 more scriptures. John 13. Then we pray over this. And then the last part I've only talked about. I will now apply Ephesians 1 in a different... John 13, verse 4. Now see this. He rise from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and gathered himself. And after he had poured water into a basin, he began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was gathered. Verse 12. Let me know when you are there. By marker. Sorry. Let me do it again. Verse 12. Are you there? Slowly, let's read verse 12. Yes, sir. After he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord. You say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Hallelujah. 15. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs chapter 8 now. So all these are part of the wisdom of the Spirit.
All these are part of the wisdom of the Spirit. Proverbs chapter 8, now verse 11.
He said, for wisdom is better than rubies.
Wow.
It's better. It's better. It's better.
Oh God.
It's better. It's better. It's better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it.
Remember, how did I define wisdom again? Appreciation of Christianity. Simply.
Appreciation of, he said, is better than rubies. Better than money. Better than empires.
It's better you pursue this than pursue things. Make this your first priority in your pursuit. See Proverbs 7 verse 4. Anything outside this is folly. Proverbs 7 verse 4.
Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy what? Kinsman. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, call understanding your kinsmen. Anything outside this is folly. So when you pray Ephesians 1:17 prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the wisdom of the Spirit, which is revelation in the knowledge of Him. See, when you pray these prayers, expect your conducts to follow the same pattern. Expect to get better in service. At times, when we pray that, we only look at power. We only look at miracles. We only look at dynamos. Expect also to get better in service. Expect to get better in humility. Expect to get better in your conduct. Allow it to reflect in your practice. Let it show in the way you treat people. Let it show in the way you treat your family. Let it show in the way you treat others. Let it show in your response. Let it show in the way you communicate. Let it show in your giving. Let it show in the way you live for others. Don't only see the glory. See the sufferings and let your conduct follow the same pattern. You see people that will pray for them and die. That's the wisdom of the flesh. Love is the wisdom of the Spirit. Love. Say love. Yeah. Love is the wisdom of the Spirit. So as you pray this morning, don't write in, just be in your feet. You pray, I see myself as God sees me. I see myself as God sees me. In the second part, I will make it now just fully clear. I will not give you like straight instructions. I'll give you like 20 prayer points. Like prayer points, right? I'll give you prayer points today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you pray, I see myself as God sees me. I'm a man in Christ. Everything is suffering represents, I practice. Everything is suffering represents, I practice. Everything is suffering represents, I practice. You can start praying. You can start praying. You can start praying. Okay, increase the tempo. Pray. 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 Pray.